WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Time for a news update sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. And by Jones Chevrolet Buick, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. We'll have an ABC Newsroom update in a moment.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons, double cab and crew cab HDs, custom LT, LTZ, or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3, and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. It happened about 1:30 this morning.
Our first unit arrived on scene and reported a complete collapse of the Key Bridge.
Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace, after a large cargo ship struck the bridge that stretches across the entrance to Baltimore Harbor, sending several vehicles and people into the Patapsco River below. One person was pulled out okay. Another is in serious condition. They're still looking for others as part of a rescue operation. ABC's Gio Benitez has more on the bridge itself.
More than 12 million cars travel on this bridge. At least that's what happened in 2023. So you're talking about a massive amount of travelers going over this bridge. It's a very, very popular bridge, a very, very popular waterway. We see how large that waterway is, leading right through to the port of Baltimore, which is the sixth largest in the country.
Federal officials say the ship lost propulsion as it was leaving the port and that they notified the bridge they might collide before crashing. This is ABC News. Federal agents raiding homes belonging to rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs overnight. Law enforcement sources say the investigation revolves around allegations of human trafficking. A singer, Cassie Cassandra Ventura, says she was lured into a sexual and professional relationship with him.
As alleged, Combs plied her with drugs and alcohol. She fell into dangerous addictions. He took control of her life, everything from her health care to her career opportunities, would beat her, became a domestic abuser, and then completing what Cassie in her lawsuit calls his perverse control of her. Diddy ordered her to have sex with other men and effectively trafficked her for sex with others while he watched.
It's ABC's Aaron Katursky. A dollar won't go quite as far at Dollar Tree as it used to. The company now says it'll increase its maximum price at stores to $7 this year. There was a $5 cap that was put in place just last summer. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Tony Schumacher calling for occasional rain turning to snow later this afternoon, and we're looking for temperatures to fall into the 30s by the afternoon, a high today of 53. For tonight, snow showers ending in the evening, breezy and much cooler, a low of 19. Chilly tomorrow, patchy sun, breezy 37, a west wind up to 25 miles per hour, mostly clear and brisk Wednesday night, a low of 18. Thursday, mostly sunny, turning a bit warmer with a high of 43. Light rain continues to all 3100s in the rain gauge, and we're at 50 degrees. You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Got a house down a back road, I got a flag on the front porch, I got a dog named Waylon, I got a driveway that needs paving, I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes, I got friends in low places, yeah, life is what you make it. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. Got a girl named Sheila, she goes bash on tequila, got a job that gets the job done, I got a loan at the bank, it's a big one, the only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call, I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down, I go down to the honky-tonk.
Let's go, come on.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk.
Jake Owen heading down to the Honky Tonk on RCO-FM.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Great big thank you down to Ron at Equity today for easing my mind. Thanks, buddy.
83, I was building a new house for the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see. To the milk house for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze. Ran to his house to call that fire in. The only running water that you could drink, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. The chief and all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen in a private bath appealed to her no more. She ate
church lady. She's all a woman can be. She ain't no church lady. Now all the firemen agree. Now the news of the fire spread through the town, and the people came out over from all around, and my wife just had that skimpy towel. A decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. She ain't no church lady. She's all a woman can be. She ain't no church lady. Now all the firemen agree. Now all the town folk agree.
I would imagine that being married to Dan Kuba would be like being married to Phil Nee or Adam Hess. 712, we're at 50 degrees at WRCOFM. Our text to win keyword right around the corner. Join us for that. And don't forget, you can find Civic Media Adam. Well, what's that? If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact every Saturday morning, simply search for me on Facebook. It's Civic Media Adam. We can converse, you can make a request, just some general chit-chat, maybe tell me a bad joke for the day and more. It's simple. Go to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Corton, Maine just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your tastes and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
It's time right now for our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, as well as grand prizes that include a bike, blender, or even a patio love seat. Nothing says springtime like a patio love seat. This hour's keyword is trip. T-R-I-P. You can download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station, WRCO-FM, and use the text button to send the keyword TRIP for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, this hour's word is TRIP. T-R-I-P. Find your station on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of this hour. Good luck from Civic Media and WRCO-FM.
She hasn't done a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. Seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. I don't know why I feel it so strong, but I feel it just the same. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. She'd still say I love you if I asked, but she never volunteers. Somehow what she never says means more than all the other words I hear. She should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain.
I guarantee if you're outside today, you are going to smell rain. You're probably going to smell some snow. You're going to smell cold. 718, 50 degrees, working through your 7 o'clock hour from WRCO and WRCE. 720 mark right around the corner, we will have Adam and Hank. You know what? I think Hank and Adam sounds better. We're going to give Hank top billing. As we set in for Phil Nee this morning, he's out and about enjoying the nice cold vacay. Yeah, sorry about that, Phil. 7:30 birthdays and anniversaries. Joanne Krulatz is in the house as well. She'll have a news update coming your way at 7:45 today.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Rise and shine, folks, and get ready for the ultimate morning boost with Phil and Hank in the mornings, starting at 7:20. Your perfect start to a perfect day.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
Because of the following special broadcast, The Lucy Show and The Andy Griffith Show will not be presented this evening.
CBS presents this program in color.
Right on in raw.
Hey, we're live and in color.
Hey, I tell you what, you talk about a nice intro.
You like that?
I do.
You know, I'd like to thank Mr. Phil Nee. He stopped by and helped us out. He was actually on his way to regions unknown within Richland County.
Right.
And he's
kind of nice for us here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, hey, Phil, stop on by. Give me a little music from 1970 soap opera. There it was.
There it was.
There it was.
Hey, just since Phil's gone, you notice that I'm wearing my Speedo today.
You are.
Yeah.
My eyes will never be. There are some things you can't unsee, and this is one of them.
That's one of them.
Yeah,
okay.
That's one of them.
And another thing is, while the boss is out for the week, okay, we're having rock bottom specials for April. So if you're wanting to advertise, now this does not apply to any political ads.
Correct, correct.
Yeah, political ads, you have to stay the same.
But that's mandated. We have to do what we have to do.
Right.
So take politics off the table, which we should do most of the time anyway. Let's just have some fun. If you're an advertiser or a would-be advertiser, you want to see what radio can do for you, Phil's away, he can't say no. Henry's going to say yes.
Yes. Make me an offer.
Yeah.
So anyway.
An offer you can't refuse.
Exactly. How you doing today?
Not bad. Yeah, having a great time.
Yeah.
Foggy and rainy on the way in, but you know.
It's still rainy.
Yeah.
So I think it's
so right now we're at 50, and I think we better enjoy that because it sounds like the bottom's going to drop out by afternoon.
Yep. So. Yep. I don't think we're going to make our high mark at 53.
No. The record high was 80. Not in jeopardy.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
Just in here with my Speedo.
Again, some things you can't unsee. Things you can't unhear.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So thank you for that.
Anyway.
Now my confidence is shot. I will probably not do very well on this quiz you have coming up. Hey, you know what? Look at what I have over here.
Someone gave you an Easter basket.
They did. Yeah.
And was it me?
No.
Do you know who it was?
I do not. Who was it?
It was Sherry Bones.
You know what? I'm going to admit that I think I fibbed a little bit there because I just before we went on the air right now, I was chatting with Sherry, and we were talking about the Easter basket, and then I blanked for a moment because I had to cross off the name that was under there. If you see it, actually says Hank under there, and I just used a magic mark. I know you should have had two of them. I feel
wow.
I I could say I feel terrible, but I don't.
But you don't.
I don't at all. After what you've done with that Speedo, I deserve whatever in that basket.
You deserve mine now.
Yeah, that's that's combat, Peter, right there. And some combos.
Yeah.
A whole bag of combos.
Yeah.
So,
you're going to eat those, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. For dinner?
Probably on my way to my other job.
Yeah, I know. Today. You have to leave there in a couple minutes, don't you?
Yeah.
You're going to miss me.
I am, but I'll be back tomorrow.
I'm going to wear my same Speedo.
Please don't.
Okay. Today is trivia question day, young man.
All right, what do we have?
Well, I have. Would you start? Why are you playing footsie with me?
You know, I think I have longer legs than Phil. I'm going to back up a little bit. Speedo and footsie is not good.
Not good. Anyway, we have 10 questions today, Adam, on absolutely meaningless topics.
Ooh, that's my expertise.
That's your expertise.
It is.
All right. But here's the good thing. They're all multiple choice.
Oh, love it. Love it.
All right, number one. What comes down but never goes up? All right. A, is it rain or is it temperature, darkness, or time?
Okay.
What comes down but never goes up?
Okay.
All right. Number two, what is a head, a tail? What has a head? A tail is brown and has no legs. All right. Is it a penny, a snake, a dog, or a tree?
Okay.
All right. Number three, I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have nobody, but I come alive with the wind. What am I? Is it an echo, thunder, lightning, or a whistle?
Okay, repeat that question one more time.
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have nobody, but I come alive with the wind. What am I?
Okay.
All right, is it A, echo, B, thunder, C, lightning, D, whistle?
Okay.
All right. Number four, what is so fragile that saying its name breaks it?
I already have that one. You don't have to give me choices.
Silence,
I've got one
glass,
right.
I have... ice, and a mirror. That's
I have one
good.
Right.
Have. You've heard that one before.
I have.
All right. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What is it? Is it footsteps, memories, time, or money? The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Should be in all of the above there. Yeah, go ahead and give me the choices again.
Footsteps, memories, time, or money.
Well, that could be a couple there. Okay.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
What am I? Is it footsteps, memories,
okay,
time, or money?
All right. Got it.
All right. What has no heck? No.
No Hank.
What has no neck? But no head. Is it a bottle, a guitar, a clock, or a river?
Okay.
What has a neck but no head, put it that way.
Okay. All right.
All right. What gets wetter as it dries? You know this one.
What gets wetter as it dries?
Well, is it a watermelon, sponge, soap, or a towel?
Wetter as it dries. All right. Got it.
All right. Number eight. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have nobody, but I come alive with the wind. That's the same one. I have no idea why it gave it to me twice. But
okay. That was number three, right?
Yeah, and that's also number eight.
All right. That's a twofer right there.
That's a twofer.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there, but.
Or it's an ofer if I get it wrong.
Apparently, my copy and paste was not working correctly.
That's all right. That's kind of a little bonus for me.
Yeah. Yeah. What has cities but no houses, forests but no trees, and rivers but no water?
Okay.
Is it a map, a desert, a globe, or a mirror?
Okay, repeat the question one more time because I got to narrow down to two.
What has cities but no houses, forests but no trees, and rivers but no water? Is it a map, a desert, a globe, or a mirror?
Okay.
All right. Number 10, what comes once a minute, twice in a minute, but never in 1,000 years? Is it the letter M, time, opportunity, or the number 6?
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think you got it. It's a fridge hanger.
Really?
I think it is.
Really? Okay.
I do. So.
All right. Let's run through them. I have my 10.
All right. What are you predicting right now?
I'm feeling confident 7, 8, you know, whatever it takes.
I think you got 10 out of 10 the way I look.
Whatever it takes.
All right. What comes down but never goes up?
That'd be rain.
That is correct, rain.
Because if it, when it goes up, it's evaporation.
That's
so,
correct.
Yeah, so it's not rain.
What has a head, a tail, is brown and has no legs?
Penny.
A penny, yep. Number three, I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive in the wind. What am I?
That'd be an echo.
It is. So 3 and 8 is correct.
All right.
So, all right. What is so fragile that saying it breaks it?
That would be silence. I wrote down before you even finished.
Yeah, before
I
finished the question. Yep.
Hey, you're playing footsie with me. Watch it.
It's the speedo. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Footsteps.
It is footsteps. Yep. What has a neck but no head?
Guitar.
No, it's a bottle.
Was bottle a choice?
Yes.
I heard guitar and I just moved right on.
It's a bottle.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that one's wrong.
Wow. There goes your fridge.
I'm going to if I get 9, I'm hanging it on the fridge.
Yeah, you should hang it.
I'm going to sign it and everything.
Yeah. What gets wetter as it dries?
A towel.
It does, yep. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. That's number 8. It's an echo. You got that one right. Number 9, what has cities but no houses, forest but no trees, and rivers but no water?
Okay, that could be a map or a globe.
That is correct. Yep, okay. It is a map.
I wrote them both down, so that should almost be a bonus question.
Negative.
No, okay. I tried.
It is a map.
You know, I figured, you know, you sitting there in a Speedo in a good mood, I'd go for it and ask if I could get a bonus, so...
Well, the bonus is me and my Speedo.
Believe me, folks, it isn't.
What comes once a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years?
It'd be the letter.
It is the letter M.
Yep.
It is. 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Wow.
I'm hanging that.
Yeah, you should hang it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should hang it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I worked really hard on that.
Well, my wife always tells me on a daily basis, she's like, you know so much. Then I walk away and she says, about absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That proves
okay.
it. Nine out of 10 right there.
9 out of 10 out of nothing.
Yeah.
You need to take a photo and say, look, I know nothing about nothing.
9 out of 10 times.
That's exactly right.
All right.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to send that to Phil, too. I'm going to take a picture and text that off. And
yeah, you should. Say,
sign into my AOL email account. And
without question. And put it, you know what? Put it on your civic Facebook.
Oh, Civic Media Adam.
Yeah. Civic Media Adam.
And MySpace.
And MySpace,
from 1999.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think there's a MySpace. I still have a MySpace. But
do you really?
I do.
Yeah, I remember when I was in computer class, way back in the 90s. Actually, it was a typing class. Yeah.
But I'm sure you had computers.
No.
Oh, really?
No, I think it was actually 88 when I took this class. Mrs. Reed was her name, and she had to take typing. So they got a couple electric typewriters at them.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's high tech. You can waste a lot of paper with one of them.
Henry was done after the first 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
Mr. Reed goes, you can use the old one, Henry.
Yeah, yeah. You can have a seat over here,
yeah,
Henry.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's like, that's not fair.
I actually, at Ithaca, got to touch a computer the first time. It would have been early 80s. I was in, like, second grade. And we got a couple of Apple IIe's, and nobody knew what to do with them. I think we got them on a grant. And they put myself and my friend into this accelerated computer program and said, teach yourself. So they took us out of second grade to go to the IMC, which is now an LMC, the library, and said, teach yourself, you know, 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day, whatever it was. Program these computers. Tell us what to do with them.
And you're still there.
I'm still there. Yeah.
Good for you.
Every circle of life, you know, through radio and software engineering and software security by, you know, way of Tampa Bay and Philadelphia and Milwaukee and Madison. I am back.
Back
to Ithaca.
Here.
Yeah.
In that same little room.
I am. Yeah. Same little
computers.
Same little Apple II. Hey, I'm going to hang this on the fridge. So.
Yeah, good for you.
So what
That's
are we going to
awesome.
Do tomorrow? What should I prep for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is it fact or Hanko?
Oh, and I've got a few. I'm only a couple I'm going to ask you tomorrow concerning the name Henry.
Uh-oh.
The history of Henry.
It used to be the sexiest name in the world.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
No, it really was.
Okay. Okay. Again, you know, that's information that you would have and I wouldn't. But, now Henry Winkler, you know, the Fonz.
Yeah, the Fonz.
That's some pretty good
close.
Company. Yeah, pretty good company. Right
He's
there.
Never wore a Fonz on the radio. He never wore a Speedo on the radio.
Yeah. That's really not a good look, even for Henry Bray or Henry Winkler. Henry Ford could probably pull that off.
I've lost 38 pounds.
You look great. You look fantastic.
But
I bet you have more energy.
But here's the thing. I look better in my Speedo.
No, you don't.
I don't at all, do I? Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
but
truth hurts, my man.
Yeah, you look great. You know, proud of you. Great to hear that story. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow, your weight loss journey and how you went there. And we'll chat a little bit because you should be so proud of that. That's outstanding.
But you know, I bought Phil some marshmallows.
Yep.
You know, those Lucky Charm marshmallows.
Yeah.
I kept a bag. Not good. Not good.
Well, then you just, but I was always a believer that, you know, like with dieting, if you don't treat, you're going to cheat.
See, but here's the thing. I don't call it a diet.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a life change.
Yeah.
It is. It is a life change. And that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
So,
you know, but you got to treat yourself occasionally.
Oh, you do.
And if you don't go over the top with it and you get back to your lifestyle, you've hurt nothing.
I cheated on Saturday.
That's okay.
Yeah.
What'd you have? Lucky Charms?
Popeyes.
Oh, you know, they know chicken.
They know chicken.
Popeyes.
And they know beans and rice.
Yeah.
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 So.
Shrimp. They do it all.
They do it all.
They got a catfish.
Kind of like you.
Ooh, yeah. They got a catfish meal I've had there before. I think I'm going to head to Popeyes on my way to Ithaca this morning.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the best thing to do is stop by either Dunkin' Donuts, Christie's, or the Phoenix Center.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll get my craving. It'll take care of it. Even though I want Popeyes, I'll stop by, get some sweets, get a sandwich up at Christie's. We'll be all good.
Oh, yeah. And then a pizza for lunch.
Sounds great.
Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
Join Added Touch Floral and Gifts this Saturday from 10 until noon for a hoppy Easter celebration. Meet the Easter Bunny and explore their blooming selection of Easter lilies, tulips, bulb plants, and calla lilies. Spruce up your home with their charming spring decor. Don't miss out on Easter fun at Added Touch Floral and Gifts.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your Tuesday get-together. 7:38, we're at 50 degrees. Adam Hess in for Phil Nee. And you know what? On short notice on that useless knowledge trivia, that's a fridge hanger. 9 out of 10. And you can definitely join us again tomorrow for more Phil and Hank with Adam filling the role of Phil.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I am the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Good morning. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Brought to you each and every day by those great folks at The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Here's a very happy birthday with love to Kara Bennett from Mom and Dad. Avery Nelson, happy 10th birthday with lots of love from great-grandma Newberry. Karen Hansen is celebrating that note from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Jenna Karen's happy birthday wishes with love from Mom, Dad, Alyssa, and Ella. Al Mondello celebrating from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy birthday, my birthday buddy, my great-grandma Bernadine Muller from Jenna. Here's a happy 20th to our second granddaughter, Jenna Karens. You make us proud every single day. Love you to infinity from Meme and Bop. Happy 93rd birthday to Mama Bernie Muller. So grateful for and blessed to be your daughter. You are always the wind beneath my wings. Love, Karen. Cliff and Sharon Ast are celebrating an anniversary today, that from Park Street Christian Church. Karen Hansen is also on the Park Street Christian Church birthday list today. Happy birthday to my buddy, Jenna Karens. We share the day and lots of years apart, but lots of love from great grandma Bernie. Penny Tracy from Bill, Rita, Mark, Jamie with love. Also, happy birthdays wishes going out to James DeJager from the Richland Primary School. Penny Tracy with love from Aunt Janet and Uncle Arden. Kara Bennett from the Bloom City Town Crier, all celebrating birthdays from the Little Willow Birthday Club, Lucas Elrod, Penny Tracy, and Karen Hansen. Kara Bennett makes the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, Karina Kosharik and J.J. Miller, the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. And birthday wishes to Will Bailing, Lucas Elrod, Deanna Huberty, Xander Sanders, Jenna Cairns, and Micah Piasecki from the Richland Center Lions Club.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th. To have your items listed in
wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
Coach Johnson here to let you know my company got a head start to March Madness. The company surprised everyone with a campaign titled Commit to Health. They are taking an additional $75 off your first order. Plus, instead of the standard 10%, your next order you get 30% off. I thought my Leap Day offer was great, but there is no better time to join than right now here in March. Contact Coach Johnson at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751. Or find me on Facebook and get signed up and maximize all these great deals that are available through Coach Johnson. Remember, summer is around the corner. Are you ready?
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 50 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Jets Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Occasional rain turning to snow showers by mid-afternoon as temperatures fall. A high of 53 and falling, with south winds becoming westerly 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, snow showers ending in the evening, breezy and much cooler with a low of 19 and westerly winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and we're at our morning low of 50 degrees.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland School District debt is not as bad as most. At the Richland School Board meeting on March 11th, the board reviewed the various debts the district currently carries. At the conclusion of that presentation, a question was asked regarding how the total debt of the district compares to that of school districts of similar size. Business official John Bosworth reported on the most recent complete data found from the 2022-23 school year compiled by the Department of Public Instruction at last night's meeting. The data gathered from the conference schools and 11 school districts immediately above and below the Richland School District in enrollment for a total of 25 school districts show the amount of debt ranged from Lancaster, Stanley Boyd, and Tomahawk with zero to Platteville with a $40 million debt. The Richland School District fell into sixth place in the amount of debt at $10 million. This past August, the Board of Education adopted the top priorities and goals for the Richland School District for the 2023-24 school year. Those priorities and goals include making connections with students and addressing their mental health. The district conducted its second survey of students to see which staff members students feel comfortable with and to gauge how many friends they may have. Administration was pleased to announce last night that 100% of the district students reported they had a positive connection with at least one adult. However, the district did identify six students across all grades who indicated they did not have a close friend. Building administration is aware of these students and are working on ways to connect them with peers. A second goal is recruiting and retaining a high-quality staff. A committee recently met to define what a high-quality staff member was. The developed nine criteria were then posed to staff during a recent staff survey. in each of the 9 criteria. At least 93% of the staff agreed that the specific criteria defined an attribute of a high-quality staff member. A third goal is to get students college and career ready. The district is working with its career and technical education staff to define what college and career ready mean for the Richland School District. This group of employees has written a definition and is vetting it through various community groups, including some workforce organizations, higher education entities, as well as staff. Administration hopes to provide the Curriculum Assessment and Public Relations Committee with a draft version of this definition at its April meeting. Following comments by concerned citizens, the second reading of the new policy for the naming of district facilities was not held, and the policy is being sent back to committee for revision. The item of contention is that representatives from the community want the policy to grandfather in Avitus Rip Field, so it cannot be renamed. Carrie Norman of CLN Properties requested the closing date of Jefferson School to be extended to January 7th, 2025. If accepted, he would assume all maintenance responsibilities along with insurance and utility costs commencing on April 1st, 2024. He stated that many steps to the planning and the paperwork to move forward has been set back due to the time frame of the rezoning. The board rejected the request on a 3-to-1 vote with one abstention. In other action, the Richland School Board approved the summer and fall early college credit program courses. A conservative group opposed to equal opportunity programs in colleges has filed a complaint against UW-Madison over access to grants for minority students. The Equal Protection Project says those grants for minority groups unfairly block out white students from funding and are a violation of civil rights and anti-racism laws. They want the U.S. Department of Education to investigate the program and open it up for all students. UW-Madison, among several colleges and universities that EPP is targeting with complaints. UW officials say they will cooperate with any official investigations. Some elected Wisconsin Democrats say they won't support Joe Biden in next week's presidential primary. WisPolitics reports a total of 24 have signed a letter vowing to vote uninstructed in the April 2nd Democratic primary. It's part of a campaign urging voters to vote uninstructed in protest of President Joe Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. State Representative Francesca Hung of Madison drafted the letter. Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay has signed it, as have Democratic Socialist Representatives Ryan Clancy and Darren Madison of Milwaukee, Milwaukee State Senator Chris Larson, and local officials. Biden has already secured the Democratic nomination for president. Officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on a recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says she called the Racine County DA's office after her signature was forged.
I feel extremely violated. I am a librarian, if I can say that, and truth matters to me. And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Haggerty spoke to WISN TV's Upfront. New research shows only 2 members of the Wisconsin legislature come from working class backgrounds. Eric Hansen is the co-author of the study from Duke University and Loyola University, Chicago.
And one of the reasons for that is because our elected officials don't really come from the same set of backgrounds that most Americans come from. It's just really hard to support yourself and campaign when you are holding a working class job.
Hansen says those working class lawmakers are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill designating the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. The governor was joined by Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer, bill authors, local officials, citizens of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and members of the community at a bill signing ceremony in Baraboo. According to the National Museum of the American Indian, during World Wars I and II, Native Americans from across the country and more than 20 Native nations were enlisted to perform the task of using their indigenous languages to communicate sensitive wartime information. Often working in pairs, code talkers would relay and receive messages in highly dangerous situations, as radio men would be targeted by enemy fire to limit the transmission of information. The efforts of Code Talkers helped secure victories in some of the greatest battles of the 20th century and were essential in securing an Allied victory in World War II, as their coded messages were never deciphered by the Axis forces. Unfortunately, Code Talkers were instructed to keep their work a secret, and while the program was declassified in 1968, Code Talkers did not begin receiving congressional gold medals to recognize their service and sacrifice until 2001. Later, the U.S. Congress passed the Code Talkers Recognition Act of 2008 for the purpose of issuing congressional medals in recognition of Native American Code Talkers' service. To date, the U.S. Department of Defense has recognized and listed 14 veterans from the Ho-Chunk Nation who served as Code Talkers, making it one of the most recognized Native nations for its Code Talkers. The bill signed by Governor Evers designates and requires the marking of Interstate 90 from the Minnesota border in La Crosse County to the intersection of Interstate 90 and Interstate 94 in Monroe County as the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. Gas prices continued to rise last week in Wisconsin. The average price across the state was $3.40 yesterday. That's over 8 cents higher than last week and more than 16 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says the attacks on Russian oil refiners, if continued, could push up gas prices everywhere. With National Puppy Day happening over the weekend, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning people to be alert to online pet shopping scams. Puppies are the most common animal used in a pet scam, but they also receive reports of kittens, reptiles, and birds. To avoid being scammed online, the BBB recommends visiting the seller in person, checking references, and looking for website warning signs. They also recommend using a credit card to make your purchase.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today is Tuesday, March 26th. Sue Ann Mesra, 74, of Woodman, died March 14th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. Sue Ann Mesra, 74, of Woodman. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center, died March 12th at his home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery at Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center, died Friday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday, April 2nd, from 5 to 7 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Dennis Lee, Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday, April 6th, at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held following at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Fabian Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at fillback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Fillback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Fillback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Farrell. With great service and a reliable propane
supply. You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Richland Center at